The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Jonathan Sipas. The Badgers have 7 letter winners returning and 8 newcomers this season for Coach Sipas, who begins his first season in Madison this fall after 4 years at George Washington. Coach, thanks for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll open the call for questions.
Thanks, Chris. Well, I think we're really excited, and you know, it's a very much a year of firsts, and I think we're in the position where, in some sense, if you look at our roster and you see the 6 freshmen and the 2 transfers, but, you know, in reality, it's a group of 16 freshmen, because we're going through a lot of things on a daily basis as far as building expectations and the culture that we want to have moving forward that are new to everybody. So it's an exciting time. It's a time of growth. Much like Maryland, we have the opportunity to participate in a foreign trip. And really, I think those practices have helped us make a quicker transition into the preseason practice. But again, I think in the first year, so much is the balance of understanding the teaching, the expectations, how you want to play versus how this team will be most successful playing. So we're excited about the journey and looking forward to being able to compete.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions from the media at this point.
If you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your first question is from Shelley Till, BTN.
Hi, Coach, and welcome to the conference. We look forward to covering you this season.
Thank you.
Can you made a comment that you said focusing on how you want to play as a coach versus how this team can be successful. Can you be more specific about that? What exactly, what is the style you would like to play, and how, and answer that question, how do you think this team can be most successful?
Yeah, you know, I think when I made the transition from Notre Dame to George Washington, I wanted to do so many things in the exact same fashion that we had done at Notre Dame. Play fast, be very aggressive defensively, spread the floor. And I think in the first year, I like to make the analogy that sometimes you're in a kitchen and you want to make the best cake possible, and maybe you don't have all the ingredients. And I think that part was great with the foreign trip. I like to play fast. We were really successful the last 3 years at George Washington, being aggressive defensively, getting out in transition. But I look back at the first year, and that's what we wanted to do at George Washington. And we, you know, we averaged 55 points a game. And I think an understanding of how to survive with your first group. And I think that part, we spent a lot of time defensively, you know, just trying to work on being a very solid, you know, man-to-man defensive team. And we did. We are trying to play fast and did so in Canada. But I think that part, I've got to be smart that what fits our team best, and maybe what fits, you know, our one transfer, Kendall Shaw, who's been a great addition to us as a low post presence. She's not Jonquel Jones, who's in the WNBA, who was so successful, also George Washington or Devereaux Peters at Notre Dame. And I've got to make sure that I'm not trying to put a square peg in a round hole.
Your next question is from Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal and Courier.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
How much did the foreign trip help you just get to know your players?
Well, I think one of the things, not only me, but my staff, you know, Sasha Palmer was on staff last year, but Maya McCurdy and Craig Carter and Michelle Nathan and Ryan Phillips and I are all brand new. And I think as much as we had the games there, we were able to do a lot of things with our team that got them out of their comfort zone. You know, we were able to do a zip line. We were able to go on the longest suspension bridge in North America. You know, we're able to do meals in different fashion that really, you know, got away from basketball and really got to see, you know, the background of our kids more, what motivated our players. And I think as much just with me, I think when you have 6 freshmen and 2 transfers, to be able to make sure you have that type of bonding experience with the upperclassmen, even though they're together, you know, in 8 weeks in the summer session, you know, training together academically, doing all those things on the same schedule. I think that part of doing that away from Madison, you know, we're helping really grows our team. And I think you see just that trust part of things building amongst, you know, teammates, building amongst the staff and the team, and for the staff to understand me a little bit more and kind of my expectations.
Your next question is from Mike Payton, XL Sports.
Hello, Jonathan. You've had a lot of new faces, as you mentioned, 16 freshmen in a way. Who would you say is coming along well in your practices? And then maybe who among your freshman group has been adapting to the system and this to this new culture that you brought here to Wisconsin?
Well, I think Aviana Young is a fifth-year senior who I think somebody who transferred from Wisconsin-Milwaukee has kind of grown to understand that change is a part of life. And she's done a really good job from a leadership standpoint by setting a great tone in the weight room and practice each day, being able to build on kind of the leader of our leadership council and really help with the communication part of things. I think Kendall Shaw, who's a transfer from Vanderbilt, just brings that part of already having the experience of competing at a high level. Both of them started for us in the first game on the foreign trip. And then I think the part I love about our freshmen is they just understand that this is an opportunity that may be different than they would have had anywhere else because everybody's on the same playing field. And, you know, we have some kids who can really compete. You know, Courtney Fredrickson is somebody who had an opportunity and won a state championship in Minnesota last year. You know, Kendra Van Leeuwen is a young woman who had originally signed at George Washington, was granted her release and came here to Wisconsin. She just brings a very different background. She competed this summer in the under 18 World Championships with Canada. And I think of all the players, it's amazing because, you know, I know Kendra just from the recruiting standpoint more than I know our fifth-year seniors. Those two freshmen, you know, along with Kendall and Avi were four of the five starters, along with Kayla McMorris, who I think is really set to have a great junior year. I think the first 2 years she's, you know, had played under Nicole Bauman and Dakota White and it is really kind of, we started to see her come kind of out of her shell and from an aggressive standpoint. So I do like our freshmen. I think they have great potential, and I think they're going to see the floor. I love it because they're just naive enough not to know better that they need to be right in there in the mix every single day. But I think that's what you want is kids who just want to take that opportunity and run with it.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. All the best for a successful season.
Thanks, Chris.